10 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am the Doctor, and this is a bonus TARDIS jukebox. I'm usually around Tuesdays at 6 p.m., but, you know, there are hours here and there, people get busy, and people fill in. We're going to try something different this week, or to this show, or whatever. I've loaded all my songs from the last year or more into a computerized playlist, and the computer is looking at all those songs and generating new suggestions for us, and we're going to give it a try and see how it does, starting with Stiff Richards. Part here is we're going to judge these random songs to see whether it's something it would have played on TARDIS Jukebox. That one had potential. That was Point of View from Stiff Richards. Coming up next is something from Kemper Van Beethoven that I would definitely play because it's one of my favorite songs from back in the day. But as far as I know, I haven't played it yet. So let's take the Skinheads bowling.
Everybody's coming home for lunch these days. that bowling alley's got big lanes.
Got big lanes, got big lanes.
Some people say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same, look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything. I had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was, what it was.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Had a dream last night about you, my friend. Had a dream I wanted to sleep next to plastic.
Crazy by Pylon, and we will give the computer credit for that one because it's a song I like, though I'm actually more familiar with the cover version that REM did. That's the first version I heard. Anyhow, the computer then loses points for repeating a band. We'll skip Stiff Richards and go right to Snooper and fitness. Yes, we will.
I guess really bodybuilding is somewhat of a science. It's more than just lifting weights, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Louisiana Championships.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Well, that didn't work the way I wanted it to, so let's go back and do something else. And come on. The system fails me. It's not the system.
The hatch is coming open.
All right, we will fire up this one.
Okay.
And then get back to our show.
It's open. Verified. I'm moving outside. Okay, I'm letting go.
Copy that.
I'm starting to drift away. Thank you.
Spacewalk by Lemon Jelly. A wonderful song, but not picked by the computer, picked by me. Coming up next. The computer is back in charge, and it'll be Novel with a song called Natural.
Almost no one makes it out. maybe find a place that we can fix up. Start a brand new day. The woman I'm thinking of, she loved me all up, and I'm so down today. She's so fine, she's in my mind. I can hear her calling from my bed. Sing along, boys, out on the weekend, trying to make it pay. Sing along, boys, out on the weekend, trying to make it pay. I'm gonna use them streets to hide from that human doubt, hide from what was shining. Almost was good enough. For once, almost was good enough. Almost was good enough. Almost was good
All right, that was a band called Novel with the E replaced by a 3. And got to give the computer credit for that one. I'm not sure I give the band credit because that was clearly ripped off from Jason Molina. But they did an excellent job of ripping off a great song, so what the hell? We will give them credit. And coming up next, let's see what the computer does for us with the band Pottery. Song is called Texas Drums, Part 1. No, it's not. We're going to do Dry the Rain by the Beta Band instead.
This is the definition of my life.
Take me in and dry the rain.
Not a bad song picked by the computer, the Beta Band and Dry the Rain. It's something that's okay. I wouldn't go out of my way to hear it again, but, you know, not bad. Now, what's interesting is the next thing the computer has picked for us is a song called Novel, or rather Natural, by the band Novel. And in theory, we just played that. In practice, the fact that it sounded so much like Jason Molina might be that the song was not what it said it was. Let's play this again and see what we get. That is definitely a different song. The computer lied to us.
Thank you. your typical way out. But when the crunch time comes around, around, you move to the back of the line. Initiative. Why can't you show some initiative? Initiative. Why can't you show some initiative? Initiative.
We'll give the computer credit for that one, a song I like by the band Shopping, just haven't played it yet. This is Pottery this time. Texas Drums Part 1 and 2. We'll be right back. That might have gone down as a win for the computer, except that language isn't always appropriate at 10 o'clock in the morning or 10:45 as the case may be. So anyhow, we'll move on with this TARDIS jukebox that is being programmed by the computer from a seed from all the songs made up over the last year that I played myself. The next song is by Mercury Rev. It's called Goddess on a Highway. And it plays better if I turn it up.
Well, I got us on a highway, I got us in a car. Got us going faster than we've ever gone before. I got us on a highway, I got us in a car. Got us going faster than we've ever gone before. And I know.
That one is a win for the computer, except the computer sort of choked on itself for a while there. Apologies, but this time the technology actually wasn't my fault. All right, coming up next, it'll be Jeff Tweedy and the Ballad of the Opening Band off the Songs for Slim compilation. That's a benefit for Slim Dunlap, the former Replacements guitarist. Let's give it a spin.
It's after nine, bar time in any bar USA. Bartender yells at the band, get up there and play. A little bit out of tune, they slowly fall in. And as the calls ring out, the nighttime rolls to life, if only in a dream. It's just an empty bar, that's right, but you're the opening tonight. Every little opening band soon gets shattered when the headliner takes command. You feel the fleet of fame in a night as the latest local hero shoots you a wink. You sit there thinking, oh my God, did we stink or what? There's only one shot tonight. But no, that's right. You were gonna be a singer on the hit parade. Instead, you're just a singer warming up the stage. Grab your guitar and get kicked out with the rest. The headliner's bus rolls by, a honking wave. As you're walking across the street, some guy you meet says he caught your band and you guys was kinda neat. Say, could you open up for his band sometime? Singer on the hit parade. Instead, you're just a singer warming up the stage. You're the opening tonight.
Another win for the computer, Jeff Tweedy and the Ballad of the Opening Band. I am the Doctor. This has been a TARDIS Jukebox, a special edition of TARDIS Jukebox, programmed by the computer. And, you know, the computer did not do such a bad job. We will give it a pat on the chips. Of course, the computer has as much trouble with the technology as I do sometimes. So there's that. Anyhow, if you liked what you heard, you can hear me picking the songs and my regular show at 6 p.m. on Tuesday nights. And you can listen to more freeform music here on WMFO in Medford coming up next. But one last song from the computer. This one is called from Public Practice. It's called Compromised.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Hey, you're listening to WMFR.